Blog Talk Radio.
Good afternoon. This is On Air Daily News for Thursday, April 27th. 2023. I'm Naima Latif, and today we are joining a live White House news briefing with updates on the visit of the President of South Korea to the U.S. and other news updates from White House Press Secretary Karine Jean-Pierre. And as we await her arrival in the White House, we'll bring you more news updates as they have arrived. The New York Times reports breaking news. Carolyn Bryan Donham, the woman whose accusation led to the brutal murder of Emmett Till in 1955, is dead at age 88. She is remembered as having said that Emmett Till, at age 14, had accosted her while she was working. Emmett Till was killed 4 days later. Her testimony in the 1955 trial of her husband and his half-brother was crucial in their acquittal and one of the most epochal murders in American history. There had been demands for her to serve time in jail, knowing that her accusation was false and led to the lynching of a 14-year-old child. However, her passing lays to rest that possibility that she will serve time for that crime. There are many who are still traumatized by the memory of that era and the events in the South that made many families change their plans when it came to sending their children south for the summer and visiting those areas where lynchings were taking place. There were also many young people who, growing up in that era and saw the body of Emmett Till displayed in the casket at the request of his mother, Mamie Till Mobley. Many still have traumatizing memories of that viewing. And so the woman whose words led to the killing has now transitioned. Also in the news, today it is reported by Black Enterprise that there is availability of a place to vacation, the Blue Ridge Parkway. There's no better place to enjoy the arrival of spring and build anticipation for summer than from the winding curves and dramatic scenic overlooks of the Blue Ridge Parkway, a part of the National Park Service. This 469-mile ribbon of road passes through Asheville, stretching from Shenandoah National Park in Virginia to Great Smoky Mountains National Park in Tennessee. You're invited to discover the natural wonders of the Asheville area by planning a road trip along America's favorite scenic drive. There's nothing more rewarding than discovering the beautiful landscape across America, and all that is needed is time and imagination. Top story reported by the Republican Ballot is DeSantis in 2024. what the proposed change to Florida's resign to run law means. Senator Travis Hudson of Florida has proposed changing the resign to run rule in the state so that Ron DeSantis may declare his candidacy for president without quitting as governor of Florida. Senate Bill 7050 is a more significant piece of legislation pertaining to state elections, including the proposed amendment. If the terms overlap, it will alter the current Florida statute's requirement person running for federal office resign from their current state job. Florida's resign-to-run legislation would not apply to nominees for president or vice president under the proposal intended to clarify current law. And for those who are in favor of Ron DeSantis running for presidency, this proposed law is welcomed and encouraged. Senate Bill 7050 is a more significant piece of legislation pertaining to state elections, including the proposed amendment. If the terms overlap, it will alter the current Florida statute's requirement that any public person running for federal office resign from their current state job. The amendment states that no candidate for president or vice president of the U.S. shall be subject to the provisions of Chapter 99, Florida statute, governing candidate qualifications, including those provisions requiring the submission of specific documents, full and open disclosure, a financial interest, petition signatures, or payment of filing fees. Despite not making an official declaration, Ron DeSantis is widely believed to be running for president. DeSantis is the current governor of Florida and a likely presidential candidate. Existing law requires that he submit a written resignation, but is still being determined when this will happen. The governor recently visited early primary states on a book tour, gave speeches nationwide, and is currently in Japan, South Korea, Israel, and the UK for a trade mission. All very presidential actions. Often when candidates are considering a run for the presidency, starts with a book tour and visitations to other countries to personally familiarize themselves with those in leadership in other nations. Ron DeSantis could run for president under the proposed amendment without stepping down from his Florida governor position. Still, he would have to give up the final 2 years of his tenure because he is term limited and cannot seek a third term. In 2019, DeSantis was elected governor of Florida. He started his second four-year tenure in January. Lieutenant Governor Jeanette Nunez will take over as governor if he steps down. The proposal is a comprehensive piece of legislation that seeks to alter state election regulations and will be discussed by the state legislature on Wednesday. In addition to the resign to run amendment, the motion also calls for strengthening the requirements for training and signature matching, outlining the responsibilities of the statewide prosecutor and the Office of Election Crimes and Security, and changing the procedures and deadlines for voter registration. The measure also improves the data that other governmental institutions must submit for voter registration, list maintenance activities, and adjust the procedures. Additionally, it outlines how candidates with the same surname competing for the same position in a general election may be set apart on the ballot. It adds a new candidate disclosure requirement for unpaid fines and fees. The state's resign to run legislation has been altered multiple times to assist a Florida governor. To aid then Governor Charlie Crist, who was being considered as John McCain's running mate in 2008, the Florida legislature overturned the statute in 2007. The statute was reinstated in 2018 by former Senator and Florida Governor from 2011 to 2019, Rick Scott, Nikki Haley, a former governor of South Carolina, Vivek Ramaswamy, a businessman from Michigan, Perry Johnson, Stephen Laffey, a former mayor of Cranston, Rhode Island, and Larry Elder, a conservative radio host, are the additional five Republicans who have formally declared their candidacy for the GOP nomination. So the field is already getting crowded, even as the Republicans look at a rerun for one-term president. Donald Trump, and the fact that there are already a number of Republicans that are making a decision to toss their hat in the ring is clear that the Republican Party is not solidly behind a return of Donald Trump to the presidency. 2024 promises to be an interesting year in politics. Once again, we'll be joining a live press conference from the White House. President Joe Biden has been entertaining the South Korean president here in the U.S. and has been reiterating the U.S. support for South Korea and the hopes of maintaining peace between North and South Korea, as well as the support for the Ukraine against Russia. And as we await the updates on the continuing drama as it unfolds in war-torn Ukraine, we also await for more word of stability in the region of Korea and its relationship with Korea. There have been efforts to obtain and maintain a lasting peace in the region, also recognizing the impact of relations with China and Japan, both long-term adversaries in the quest to control the peninsula of Korea. As these relationships play out, the citizens of all the countries involved are affected, whether there is war declared or undeclared war by the presence of troops from another nation. Citizens on all sides are affected. So we look forward to updates from the White House as these relationships literally represent life and death decisions being made on a day-to-day basis. The White House has been consistent in providing insight on its activities and its financial support in terms of military provisions for the Ukraine. But the question is, how does the United States keep from full-scale involvement in a war that all citizens on all sides would like to see come to an end? And as the United States continues to solidify relationships around the globe, both with educational activities and travels of First Lady Dr. Jill Biden, as well as travels by President Biden and Vice President Kamala Harris. The United States seeks to strengthen those ties of diplomacy and those strategic alliances that will make a difference as President Biden prepares for his reelection bid and efforts to appear strong, capable, and trusted by the international community. His image abroad and at home is critical in these times of decision. More breaking news of another public figure transitioning. Jerry Springer, talk show icon and former Cincinnati mayor, has passed away at age 79. Jerry Springer, known for his pioneering of the talk show conflict and the making of entertainment couples and individuals who were fighting on stage during the show as a way to raise ratings. And of course, Jerry Springer became anonymous with families and people in relationships, putting their conflict out in public, putting their business in the streets, so to speak. Jerry Springer, known for having to have bouncers and security people break up fights on stage, and known for audience members who encouraged such physical displays of anger. Jerry Springer was, of course, the precursor to shows such as The Maury Show and others that highlight couples in conflict and uncontrolled anger that could tend to erupt in physical violence. Jerry Springer reported deceased at age 79. Reported by People Breaking News. In addition, there are also issues that are being addressed as the nation responds to the announcement of President Biden's intention to seek re-election. There are events being prepared for encouraging support for the Biden-Harris ticket. Today, April 27th at 6:45 Eastern Time, the Biden-Harris campaign will be presenting a presentation from President Biden, Vice President Kamala Harris, Dr. Jill Biden, and Doug Emhoff, and DNC leadership on the strategy for the weeks and months ahead. The organization's program is a grassroots organizing effort, and this virtual campaign meeting is the beginning of involving those who wish to work on the ground level in the process of re-electing President Joe Biden and Vice President Kamala Harris. Already there are people making endorsements and taking a stand so that it can be clear whose side they are on. Recently, Corey Marshall, a leader, mentor, and community activist, said to be driven by his personal model, character, and consistency, one who has served as a political strategist, advisor, and director of organizations, campaigns, and projects ranging from the local to national level, made an endorsement. Curry C. Marshall is the co-founder and board chairman of Shy Gives Back, Inc., a nonprofit committed to uplifting Chicagoans via a range of philanthropic programming. He received his master's in public administration at Southern Illinois University, Carbondale, and resides in Chicago, Illinois. He states in a letter on the Chicago Defender Digital Daily, on Tuesday, President Joe Biden made it official. He's running for re-election in 2024. In his announcement video, which promptly went viral, the president discussed what was at stake in his upcoming election, including whether Americans will, quote, have more rights or fewer, and nothing less than the future of our democracy itself. This is our moment, our 46th president states at the video's conclusion. I could agree more, he says. Pundits, prognosticators, and cynics may be focused on a specific aesthetic involving his 2024 campaign, the president's age. It's no secret. At age 80, President Biden is our nation's oldest president. If reelected, he would be 86 years old at the conclusion of his second term. For some, this fact has become the entire conversation and focus regarding his campaign. But to me, such chatter is superficial, even ageist, and completely overlooks the gravity of this moment. Not only does President Biden have a competent and inspiring running mate in our Vice President Kamala Harris, the first ever woman vice president in our nation's history, as well as the first black vice president, he has exhibited a tenacity and work ethic as president that arguably rivals many of his younger counterparts. He has achieved a remarkable amount legislatively for a first-term president with a relatively thin party majority in Congress. This performance has included the passing of a groundbreaking infrastructure bill. In addition, his party's achieved a comparatively impressive Senate in the 2022 midterm, in which Democrats did much better than a president's party usually does during a midterm year. The Democrats maintained and expanded their majority in the Senate. But arguably, and most importantly, the president understands the threat posed by his political adversaries on the right, notably the MAGA movement, which has seemingly overtaken the other major political party in this country. MAGA is a threat to communities of color, particularly the black community. With the racism it openly abides, we saw it on full display in Tennessee recently when two young black legislators were singled out for expulsion from the chamber by their white, MAGA-sympathizing counterparts. This incident occurred despite their white peer, Representative Gloria Johnson's participation in the same protest. And we see it in this faction's attacks on, quote, wokeness, which is really code for anything promoting inclusion, diversity, and equity that have focused heavily on censoring American history in our schools, including the uncensored teaching of black history and the struggles black Americans have faced and still actively confront in our nation. And although President Biden's likely opponent appears by most indicators to once again be Donald Trump, MAGA and Trumpism are not even limited to him. All of the Republicans with a halfway realistic shot at competing with Trump in the Republican primary, including Florida Governor Ron DeSantis and former South Carolina Governor Nikki Haley, echo those same MAGA sentiments and demonstrate the same callous disregard for our communities as Trump did and does. Governor DeSantis has even made, quote, stop woke, his entire political brand. And they have all committed themselves to making voting in America as difficult as possible, promoting draconian legislation that would have particularly negative impact on Black Americans and other communities of color. Well, no matter who the Republicans choose to be their standard bearer in 2024, the choice is still the same. It's either the continuation of the progress made under the Biden-Harris administration or the MAGA Republican way, where it is harder for us to vote, where we have fewer rights than before, and where our lived history and experiences are erased from our children's textbooks. As a Black American, an American who values our democracy above all else, the choice to me is obvious. Four more years of President Biden and Vice President Harris. I'm excited to support the president and the ticket that has demonstrated that it can beat back the extremist movement that has taken hold of our national politics, because it did it before in 2020. And I cannot wait to participate in a Democratic National Convention when it comes to Chicago in August 2024. Please join me in supporting this president and this ticket. The stakes are too high in this election to sit it out, to fantasize about some phantom alternative candidate on the basis of something superficial like age. Please use your vote, which is your voice, because nothing less than the future of our communities and our democracy is at stake. And that was a statement in the Chicago Defender Digital Daily publication by Curry Marshall, who has served as Deputy Director of Agency Personnel and Executive Appointments in the Office of Illinois Governor J.B. Pritzker. He served as Chief of Staff to the Cook County Commissioner for the 1st District and as the District of Columbia's State Director for President Barack Obama's reelection campaign. Then, as the Executive Director of Democratic GAIN, a national progressive political association with 42,000 members. Well, that is our on-air daily news for Thursday, April 27th, 2023. And our White House press secretary is being awaited by the press, and of course we will bring you updates and more from the White House, the State House, and your house on air daily news. And until tomorrow, we want you to enjoy the rest of your day.